cheaper than the gravel.
Mm-hmm.
See? And your horse and wagons or cars, what few cars were, they run over these horse shells, you know, and just crush them, see? And cut your tires. And they still use a lot of gravel, you know. That's one of the big rake-offs now as far as politics is concerned. We had all the
gravel runs.
We had all the shells and the gravel and the asphalt that we paid for around past Jackson County. The roads would be 4 foot thick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But don't they have concrete? Do they have don't they have a regular white roads now? You know, paved. Somebody, old Mr. was on the highway boards. He was telling me they went in real big for those hard paved roads. This county did. Not asphalt, but concrete? Yeah.
Well, now, what concrete highways are built here? Most of them are built by the federal government.
Hmm.
See?
All right,
The Ingalls Shipyard, in other words, when it started, there was many people working there during World War II, you know, it was working around the clock, three shifts. And working three shifts a day, that's what you call around the clock.
Yeah.
And consequently, the federal government come in here and they built what they call the Navy houses.
Mm-hmm.
They took all that land out there on the other side of Market Street, and that was we used to hunt rabbits and trap squirrels and such as that out there.
Yeah.
And chase frogs, catch frogs, it's frog pond. And they come out there and they cleared it all out and bought the land from the politicians and they built 750 Navy houses. That was single fella, family dwellings. And then they equipped those houses with refrigerators and boy, that was uptown, see. Because we had an old ice plant at that time owned by Herman and people that had ice boxes or dealt with seafood, you know, you go down and buy ice from it. And you also bought coal, if you could afford to buy coal instead of cutting your life wood. The old ice plant that's up here now, that building was condemned when I was a kid, back in the early 30s. They wouldn't even allow us to skate in front of it. That was the only place where you could skate. And you could afford a pair of skates. Anyhow, they come along and through politicians from around here, they decided that they were showing partiality to the electric companies against Mr. He was an ice business. So our congressman from this area got a bill passed. And to keep him discriminating against his buddy, why, he said that every house that the government built from then on, they'd put an ice box in it. In other words, every house they built with a refrigerator, he'd build one with an ice box. So consequently, why, they built a bunch of barrack-type houses, you know, multiple family, just the long barrack, you know, separate them up in apartments. And they all was equipped with ice boxes. Well, then there was an ice shortage. You had to have a doctor's prescription to get ice, saying that you had a baby that needed to keep its milk cold. Now, that's no lie. So then they turned around and after he couldn't supply it, this was a defense area, you know. So then the federal